Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 67. What is the purpose of the gift of tongues?
The gift of tongues is sometimes characterized as speaking in a language no one understands. However, the prophet Joseph Smith referred to the events in Acts 2 to clarify that this gift of the Spirit is given for the purpose of preaching the gospel among those whose language is not understood, as on the day of Pentecost. The ultimate design of the gift of tongues is to speak to foreigners. The Feast of Pentecost, a major Jewish holiday, brought Jews from many nations to Jerusalem. The gift of tongues allowed these visitors to understand the apostles' words in their native languages.
Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed, and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?
And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy.
On the day of Pentecost, the 12 apostles were all gathered in one place. Suddenly, the Spirit was poured out upon them. Filled with the Holy Ghost, these brethren prophesied and spoke in tongues. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland discussed the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The very name Pentecost comes into the Christian vocabulary as synonymous with breathtaking spiritual manifestations and a divine outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon all the people. Revelation came from heaven with the sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the brethren. This great Pentecostal experience, when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon a large gathering of people, has a parallel in Latter-day Saint history. At the time of the dedicatory services for the Kirtland Temple, the prophet Joseph Smith prayed for a special outpouring of the Spirit from on high. Let it be fulfilled upon them as upon those on the day of Pentecost, he pleaded in behalf of the saints. Let the gift of tongues be poured out upon thy people, even cloven tongues as of fire, and the interpretation thereof, and let thy house be filled as with a rushing mighty wind with thy glory. This plea was fulfilled not just once, but several times during the days following the initial dedicatory services. Joseph Smith recorded that on one occasion a noise was heard like the sound of a rushing mighty wind, which filled the Kirtland Temple, and all the congregation simultaneously arose, being moved upon by an invisible power. Many began to speak in tongues and prophesy. Others saw glorious visions, and I beheld the temple was filled with angels, which fact I declared to the congregation.
President Joseph Fielding Smith declared, The true gift of tongues is made manifest in the church more abundantly, perhaps, than any other spiritual gift. Every missionary who goes forth to teach the gospel in a foreign language, if he or she is prayerful and faithful, receives this gift.
Now discuss with your family, what is the purpose of the gift of tongues?
And that's it for this episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less.